This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at. And joining us right now, starting out hour number two, the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that here on this program. Now, this hour, we're going to start out with the Solar Winds hackers. Remember them?
Yeah.
Who wreaked havoc across the federal government?
Right.
Now, this could have been a lot worse because we've since found out it may have been hampered by, in the efforts of what they were trying to get, by, believe it or not, basic computer security software.
Yeah, this is really interesting.
We just don't know what the software was.
Well, exactly. And a lot of people have some form or another of antivirus or an anti-malware software installed. That's right.
Yeah, and apparently they had some sort of antivirus software in their system, which stopped them from getting into the entire system and just wrecking everything.
Yep, exactly. So, again, this is all really important. You have to, you can't just connect your computer to the internet.
No. And when they tell you you need antivirus software, believe them.
Absolutely, that's right.
Yeah. Now I want to talk about something really crazy. And Dee Dee, I'm not sure if Dee Dee's listening down there in Sarasota, but she's from Rhode Island, and she can't stand this guy or the congressman named Cicerelli either, because one of the top liberal Democrats, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, has been confronted over his membership in a reportedly all-white club that his wife has a major financial interest in.
You know, I got to tell you, Captain,
this
I don't
is
know.
Nuts. This is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, really? I mean, this is one of those things where this breaks and this is significant. It really, really is in this day and age and so forth. Now, of course, just recently.
I can't say what I'm thinking.
Well, that's right. Well, and we're talking about Sheldon Whitehouse,
Yeah.
Here, and, you know, he's, people will remember him from some of these Senate hearings and confirmation things and so forth.
And the impeachment, and they
will instantly recognize him in terms of his demeanor and how he conducts himself. But that being said, and putting that aside, you know, Captain, just recently, this is an ongoing issue. For example, remember the Golden Globes were disbanded or canceled, you know, for the TV show this last go around, and essentially the Hollywood Foreign Press Agency is essentially being taken apart so that it can try to get to some level of diversity, basically. But look at this. Now we've got an all-white club. I mean,
it is something.
It is exactly. Yeah, so Americans obviously are going to have a really, really bad reaction to this, as well they should.
And remember when I told everybody about what we found out about the black participation and the state with the least black participation, it was Massachusetts. That's right next door to Rhode Island.
Yes, exactly right.
And we hear all this stuff about racial equality, this, that, and the other. And Massachusetts is the worst offender.
Yep. Well, when it comes down to things like this story we're talking about, I mean, it's the usual do as I say, not as I do, I guess. You know, one standard and another standard for everybody else. It's this kind of stuff that really infuriates.
All right, let's go to the telephone line and find out what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Mike. I'm calling from Parrish.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Do you really think that White House is white? Why is all the money in her name? Isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah, well, she's the largest investor, is my understanding, in this club.
But what I'm saying is he kept his name out of it, so he put it all in his wife's name.
Right, right, yeah.
It's a joke. Everything, but the funny part about it is, how come nobody on our side is going after these people and bringing it up in the Senate and the House and everything? How come none of our guys ever bring any of this stuff up? It's always the Democrats, or the liberals, I'm sorry, not Democrats, the liberals or the socialists doing it to us. Our guys do nothing. They do absolutely nothing. They get on all these talk shows and they want to talk about how big and bad they are.
All right, we're going to break. You're going to get cut off, so thank you very much for the call.
Right.
All right, and we'll address that when we come back, Kyle, because there is an explanation to this. First of all, folks, in case you forgot, we don't own the football. The Democrats run the House. The Democrats technically run the Senate. They are in charge. They set the agenda. And we can't even open our mouth and say boo unless they give us permission. That's according to the rules.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. This portion of the show brought to you again by Mike Lindell and the MyPillow Corporation. Now, MyPillow.com is his website. You can go over there and take a look at whatever he's got there, and he's got plenty of stuff for sale. Remember all the stuff they took out of the stores, Bed Bath & Beyond, and those other big box stores where he was selling stuff. It's all in the form of a catalog now at MyPillow.com. And I'm telling you, they got some great deals there on some things you wouldn't even know about. And Kyle will tell you about a couple of them here in a minute. But all you got to do is go over and take a look at where it says enter your promo code to get the reduced price that's there instead of paying the full price. And the promo code is simply CAPTAIN. C-A-P-T-A-I-N. Spell it out. Captain. Because you can get my pillows right now, the premium my pillows, at the lowest price ever. Ever. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget all the other great things they got there. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Okay, Kyle. Now, what were you talking about? We were talking about during the break, and you said something.
Well, you know, there's so many things at the MyPillow.com website, Captain, and things that people may not expect. For example, my sleepwear. Can you imagine what sleepwear would feel like? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, pajamas. They've got the MyPillow bathrobes. And get this, folks, for our four-legged friends,
yep.
There's the MyPillow dog beds. And so can you imagine giving your pet the best night's sleep they've ever had?
Now, the problem was when my wife was alive and we had our male and female Australian shepherds, we bought a couple of dog beds, figured, yep, great thing for them. They're going to love it. Sure. They slept on the rug instead of in the dog bed. Very seldom will we find them in a dog bed. Very seldom.
Yeah, but there's so many things to choose from there at the website. And all you got to do, folks, is just use the product code CAPTAIN to save a lot. Get those deep discounts.
Yeah, and again, we're so happy to be able to be an endorser for Mike Lindell, that he's displayed that amount of confidence in us, and we're going to be able to see him. He's coming to Tampa, I've been told, July the 3rd for the rally that we're going to have. We don't know anything yet about it, but Donald Trump is going to have a rally here somewhere in Tampa on July the 3rd, and it's going to be huge.
That's exactly right, yeah, because we're coming up on Independence Day. What better time?
Yeah. Now, we were talking about Rhode Island, and then we talked a little bit about Massachusetts, but there's a weird story that's it's a health story that's coming out of Massachusetts, and almost 4,000 fully vaccinated people in Massachusetts have tested positive for COVID-19 after they got the shot. But, you know, I'm thinking about something here. I actually have been hearing and seeing reports where some of the people that thought they got a shot got nothing.
Yes. Now, this, of course, this
I don't know what the hell was in the thing where they got the shot, but they didn't get the vaccine.
Right. Or it could have been a botched batch, perhaps, or something. We just don't know. We're just speculating. But obviously, if we continue to hear this, we continue to see any evidence of this, this would be a major, major development in the fight against COVID-19. But I think fortunately, though, overall, we're seeing huge drops in the numbers of infections.
I got to laugh at Eric, and good morning to Eric in Seminole. He says, good morning. We have three dogs, three dog beds, and they all fight over the one that the one is laying on. And there's always two open. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Very good, Eric. That's funny. That's really funny. I can see that, too, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, let's get back to some headlines here. The fed-up Georgia governor has ripped the Atlanta mayor, who's trying to blame the crime spikes in her city on, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The COVID reopenings.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the COVID reopening.
What a dope. What a dope.
Yeah, well, again, you know, it's not that it's because it's reopening. I think it's because you've had a systematic, and yes, let's use that word, systematic demonization of police.
That's right.
And so forth. And so this is beginning to, you know, kind of ring the dinner bell, it seems like, for criminals to feel like, hey, you know, the people are kind of on our side now. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and how about Lori Lightfoot in Chicago? Now, the police go out and do their job. They arrest people for doing this, that, and the other, and then the judges turn around and let them loose, and they go back out and do the same damn thing again.
That's right.
And by the way, that happened in Atlanta, too.
Yeah, or you have the areas where they have no bail. You know, so you basically fill out a form, I guess, and then you go back out on the street.
And then you have areas like Minnesota and Minneapolis where they were arresting them and they were letting them go out on bail. And Kamala Harris and her group that she put together was actually giving them the bail to be able to go out on bail.
That's right. That was back even during the riots.
Yep.
And this was that was a huge, huge thing for then candidate Harris.
Now, Juneteenth was supposed to be a day of remembrance for the blacks and whites across America, right?
Right.
Well, it wound up being a bloody Juneteenth because at least 8 people were dead from shootings in 5 different states with dozens other wounded, all linked to the new federal holiday, and it erupted across America on Juneteenth.
And that's very, very sad. You know, because, Captain, the whole idea of Juneteenth, you know, with the final enunciation, essentially, that slavery had been ended, had been abolished in the United States of America, should be something that would unify everybody. But just like we talked about the systematic demonization of police, there's been a systematic, sort of thing afoot that has tried to get people to go against one another based on their skin color.
Right. And good morning to LJ. I think LJ's tuning in here in the chat room. Kind of looks like it anyway. So good morning to LJ.
That's right. Good morning, LJ. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn has slammed little Dr. Fauci over the COVID-19 lab leak theory dismissal. She says that he shielded China from scrutiny. Well, I believe that's exactly correct.
Well, and of course, when we're looking at some of these emails and so forth that came out, you know, it seems to be a different story.
Yeah. And before I forget it, I wanted to mention, address what the caller down there in Parrish had to say. unfortunately, folks, elections have consequences. And as much as you would like to have, how come they're not investigating this and how come they're not doing that and Republicans aren't this and Republicans aren't that, when it comes to the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, folks, we don't run the show. We can't open our mouth unless we are given permission to in the House of Representatives by Nancy Pelosi. That's a fact. Same thing applies to in the Senate. Chuck Schumer. That's a fact. So, elections have consequences. Make sure you elect some more Democrats so they can run the show and you can't have a voice in things. Because basically, your politicians that you've elected, the Republicans, are not mute, but they're damn close to it, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. You know, the only thing is that that's at their disposal is to go on television or radio.
That's right, and, which is what they do.
Right, and only in the most extreme case where you would be able to get a critical mass happening, that's the only way that some of these politicians would ever be brought up to committee hearings or anything. But under the Democrat regime, just you don't bet on it.
The other way the Republicans can have a voice is to sue over some of these things.
That's true.
And they've done that. But here's the deal, okay? 2022 is coming up, the midterm elections, which has got to start this year with these elections that are across the states, these local town and city elections and state elections. It's got to start right now with your school board, your town supervisor, your town councilman, your county legislature, your state representative. You got to start right now and start cleaning house right now, 2021. And you can't put this off. Can't go, well, we got till 2022. No, you don't. You start right now.
Well, that's exactly right. Just as you build for a presidential race in the midterm election, you're building now for the midterms with the local elections.
Right. And 2022 would be a lot easier after 2021 if you start to turn things around, because you'll have the momentum going for you. And people will go, hey, man, look at this. We just did this. This is fun. We can do it again. And then you build up interest and thoughts, and away you go.
Yeah, the politicians, by the way, too, see that wave coming. And they sometimes change their behavior.
Now, we had something interesting happen in the Gulf over the weekend, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but we had a Navy explosion test for the new aircraft carrier, Gerald R. Ford, which has had all kinds of problems. And they actually blew a major explosion up very close to the aircraft carrier, and it created a minor earthquake here in Florida, because I heard something that sounded like a boom in the distance. And then when I checked and found out, it was the Navy out there in the western Gulf of Mexico, off the Pensacola area out there in the Gulf. Holy smokes.
Yep, 40,000-pound explosive.
Exactly. Yep. All right, hold on. They wanted to see what it would do to the aircraft carrier. And thank God it did nothing. It did nothing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has announced where the next donation of 55 million doses of COVID vaccine will be heading. About 41 million of those will be distributed through the UN's COVAX program, which will send 14 million to Latin America and the Caribbean, 10 million to Africa, and 16 million to Asia. The U.S.'s initial donation of 80 million doses has now been completely allocated, though they will not be distributed by President Biden's goal of the end of the month. and the Trump Organization has sued New York City after it ended its contract for a golf course at Berry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that the former president incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In a lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a to terminate Trump-related contracts. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Having more customers to your business or website.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mr. Mike Gallagher's probably sound asleep right now, but when he wakes up, his studio is about, 25, 30 feet around the corner from where I'm at here. And he is in here every day, 5 days a week. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and you can get a quote right there from them, or you can get the information on where to find your local agent and go over there and visit your agent or have your agent call you or whatever you want to do. But nonetheless, if you do get a quote from the website, geico.com, for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV, all of which they can insure, then think about your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance too, because they can do all of that. And if you combine it together, if you bundle it, that's what they call it, if you bundle your homeowners, renters, or condo insurance with your motor vehicle insurance, you will save a bunch of money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, check them out, and see what they have to offer. I'm sure you're going to be a happy camper. All righty. Well, back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Captain, I should say.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. How are you, Kyle?
Good back.
Doing good, Kyle. How about
That's
you,
right.
Kyle? Kyle and Kyle. All right. American Airlines expects to cancel around 80 flights per day through June. What's this all about?
Yeah, we're hearing about this because, number one, I think a lot of it has to do with staffing, but travelers...
Well, they've got a pilot action, too.
Yeah, that's right. But travelers all around the country, Captain, are very angered, of course, because their flights got canceled, and no matter if they could get rescheduled, most people are flying at the time they're flying because they have to be somewhere. And so this is causing a lot of consternation.
Well, let me explain to everybody that it's widely expected this year, because of the Democrats and the way they're doing things and turning the clock back literally 10, 15 years when we had $100 a barrel oil. It looks like we're going back to that because they want to appease the Arabs and they want to help Iran to make money. And that's the best way they can do it, because Iran has come out many times and said, we have to have oil at $100 a barrel to make any money.
Exactly. And so it begs the question, why are we setting the stage, and however it's being done, in order to help bolster that Iranian regime?
Because our jackass czar, climate czar, John Ketchup Kerry, thinks that that's the way we need to do things. Don't think he's not running the show on this one.
Well, but this is completely asinine because, mm-hmm. again, isolating Iran mm-hmm. is the ticket. And this mm-hmm. is not just Israel thinking this, or not just the United States, but many of the Arab states in the region. They understand that that's the ticket to all of this. And to blatantly undo it is beyond belief.
Yeah, and you got all the... You got all the losers, Democratic losers, in the midst of things here, and they are just screwing it up because they couldn't do it right the last time around, and they can't do it right this time around, and they're just making it worse for the rest of us.
Well, exactly right. And energy independence, Captain, this is something that President Trump...
We were there.
And President Trump's legacy... And then, you know, whatever happens in the next election and so forth, but years from now, 50 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, they're going to be saying President Trump did one of the best things he ever did for America, and that was to get us energy independent. But now we have to be subservient again. That is, in and of itself, Captain, a reason to just be infuriated, and a great reason to go out and vote.
Again, I'll say it again till I'm blue in the face. Elections have consequences. You folks out there, either the ones that didn't vote or the ones that did vote and the ones that gave the Democrat the majority because you were mad about this or mad about that, what are you thinking now, folks?
Right. Exactly. It means our foreign policy is once again going to be at the mercy of others, as opposed to being to do what's best for America and for our allies.
And by the way, the killer storm Claudette, the final death toll, 14 people died, 12 in Alabama. Unbelievable. What a terrible shame. And, of course, the 10 that died in that car wreck with the woman that was driving the kids from the orphanage.
Right. Yes, I if you've seen the video of that and so forth, it just is
horrible.
You can't even describe it, the level of destruction and the human tragedy that had happened.
Now, the Biden administration is canceling, are you ready for this, folks? Canceling $500 million of student loan debt. But my question, Kyle, is who qualifies for this $500 million?
Well, that's a really good question.
I can't find the answer.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of students and a lot of people who would say, hey, I just pay back my student loan, or, you know, am I going to get reimbursed for that?
You don't suppose they're doing the same thing there they did with the farmers and gave out minority loans to the farmers, but not anybody that wasn't a minority. Are they doing the same thing here again?
Well, that's a good question. If that were to come out, I think that would further exacerbate, obviously, the obvious problem.
There's lawsuits against the Department of Agriculture and the IRS or whoever it was that was putting those loans out there. And by the way, one guy was disabled. Americans with Disabilities Act, they're supposed to have priority right along with the minorities. And one farmer who was disabled wasn't able to get the money. They wouldn't even talk to him.
Right.
Which is illegal.
Right. again, it's as if they're just playing this whole thing, just making it up as they go along in order to, again, further their own political agenda, not to help people, quote-unquote.
Okay, now, this is some good news. A group of Pennsylvania lawmakers, both Democrat and a few, I'm sorry, both Republican and a few Democrats, say that they support an independent audit of the 2020 election results in their state of Pennsylvania.
Well,
that's good news.
Yes, what we're hoping to see here is we're hoping to see this, you know, this stone begin to roll down and gather up more and so forth and get really get the ball rolling here. Because the more and more that people find out about what happened and to have evidence that, again, goes beyond the heat of the moment back in 2020, but something that can be looked at with some perspective, that is going to really change the minds of a lot of people, I think, in the sense of how they look at the very notion of voter fraud. We've been told for so long there was no voter fraud, you know, but that doesn't seem right. There's always some amount of voter fraud in any of the elections that we've had.
Now, remember the consulting firm that Hunter Biden was a part of, along with, I believe it was Mitt Romney's son-in-law, and there were a couple of other, I think Joe Biden's brother was in there,
right.
And there was another person and all that. Remember all that?
Right.
Well, the emails that are being released now show a much closer relationship, because Hunter denied it. He says, no, I didn't have anything to do with that. That was those guys. There's now emails showing a closer relationship between Hunter and the consulting firm, which is now part of a federal probe.
That's right. And this is the Blue Star consulting firm, and it's the probe involving, of course, Burisma back in those days. And, you know, but here we go again, Captain. Hunter Biden couldn't even say in an interview whether or not that was his laptop. He said, well, might have been my laptop. Maybe I lost it. It could be my laptop. You know, but now it's like, well, you know, here he goes again. It's the same stuff, and he gets away with it. That's the funny, you know, not really funny, ha-ha, but funny strange thing.
By the way, a funny thing happened on the way to the lab. Some parents sent their kids' face masks to a lab for analysis. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but they found all kinds of, and I'll, for the lack of better words, I'll just call it garbage on these face masks.
Yes, yeah, I did see something about that, and it's just not surprising. You know, it's, you know, these masks are supposed to be there in order to filter out the worst virus in history, essentially, but yet people take them off, they put them on the table at the restaurant, they put them in their pocket, they handle them. They don't handle them as if they have anything on them, but yet this shows that, yes, they do have stuff on them. It accumulates over time, and then you're breathing that stuff.
Okay, and this is by request for Steve down in Lakewood Ranch. He said, so Joe Biden gave 16 critical infrastructure names of places, you know, groups that Biden, that Russia can't touch. What were they, do you know? And he said, yeah, I do. It was energy, water, health care, emergency, chemical, nuclear, communications, government, defense, food, commercial facilities, IT, transportation, dams, manufacturing, and the financial services. That's what Putin was handed the list of, and Joe says, you can't touch these. Can't touch these. No, no, no. Don't do it. All right. We'll be back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah, Donna Fiducia. She's got it down pat. And I'll tell you what, you ought to see her, Kyle, out there with her dually pulling the horse trailer.
Wow.
She can make it happen.
I'll bet.
All righty, folks. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And by the way, join the Drivers Club and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. You can add them up and use them when you want them. It's just like having money in the bank. Well, here we go. Claudette's headed out to sea. Beach hazards will persist along the Central Carolinas. Still got some severe thunderstorm warnings over there and watches along the coastline as Claudette moves away from land. Now, a cold front extending from the plains to the northeast and the middle Atlantic will bring threats of severe thunderstorms and heavy rain. Now, dry thunderstorms, some severe, may initiate some free fire starts out there with lightning in California and the interior northwest. heat and elevated to critical. Fire weather threats persist for much of the West also. Kyle, take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And those fire weather warnings and threats out here in the western part of the United States, that means, of course, low humidity, gusty winds. So you got to be careful, especially in those areas that are prone to that. But we're seeing still, of course, fire weather warnings out near Grand Junction, Colorado, up in Wyoming, near Casper and Cheyenne as well. Idaho, we do have a heat advisory. This is along I-84 between Twin Falls and Pocatello, Idaho. Down in southern Nevada, Las Vegas, looks like it's going to be triple digits again on Thursday, but then it's going to drop a little bit into about the low to mid-90s. Palm Springs, California, also still going to be in the triple digits, but thankfully we're seeing a lot of these excessive heat warnings begin to drop off the map as that high pressure dissipates. Still also have fire weather warnings up near Reno, if you're traveling up 395, and into southern Oregon tonight as well. But still be careful out there. Low humidity and gusty winds could be on your route.
All righty. We've got some unsettled weather conditions tonight up in northern and northeastern Minnesota up towards Duluth, north to Minneapolis. Be advised, nothing to speak of at the moment, but there could be some interesting stuff as the daytime progresses. Also, we do have some rain showers east of Chicago along I-90 and I-94 over to the Michigan line, and then scattered showers from Toledo all the way up to Lake Shore, Lake Ontario. You lose them around Buffalo. You pick them up again around Rochester, all the way over to Fulton, Pulaski, and then all the way up to Watertown along Lake Ontario. Now, moving down into the northwest corner of Georgia, we have some rain there. We have some flooding there left over from the storm that's moved out to sea. We also have in the northern part of Alabama right now, around Birmingham, we do have some flood warnings there in that area, just north of Birmingham, and going up by 65 northbound towards Tennessee. And then down along I-10 from about New Orleans, you've got flood watches, flood warnings, rain there again, around up into Mississippi, across Mississippi, over into Mobile, where there are some heavy showers in the area there. There is a disturbance coming in, more showers off the Gulf of Mexico coming inland, so be advised you're going to get more rain. The rain goes all the way over towards Tallahassee on I-10 up to the Georgia line, and that's what it's looking like right now, Kyle. And I'll tell you what, you need to understand, folks, again, if there's water in the road, I don't care what road you're on, if there's water in the road, don't just go piling through it, because your car or your truck will hydroplane, which is how those 10 people got killed and created that huge wreck on I-65. They were going too fast for conditions. They drove into ponded water on the road, and the vehicle hydroplaned, and boom, away they went, and the rest is history.
Yes, so sad. So we want you to get to your destination, so heed that warning, absolutely.
Yep, and slow down, and if there's any doubt, turn around, don't drown.
That's right.
Yep, you got to do it. Okay, so, Kyle, the other thing about the weather that we've got is we've got a little bit of activity in Texas tonight. There appears to be some showers around San Antonio, and on the way down to Laredo, you might have a shower down there. And Eagle Pass has got some weather affecting it, but that's not, it looks like it's developing. It's not anything yet, but we could have some storms coming out of Mexico again, moving into Texas.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right. We're watching it.
Yeah, and other than that, I don't see anything to bother anybody except for down along I-10, which is pretty normal, and the warm conditions, the elevated temperatures going up over Colorado, going west out of Denver, I-70, going over into Utah and coming up and down I-15 in Utah itself, and I-80, I'll tell you what, climbing up into Wyoming, you want to be careful. But again, make sure your radiator's right.
That's exactly right. But as you're saying, that a whole lot to impede people's travels. And as you're traveling, don't forget to pull into the Pilot and Flying J. Get that free cup of coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And KyleWarrenShow.com is the website to go to. All right. Well, right now we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Emails are showing a much closer relationship with the Blue Star Consulting firm, which was part of the Burisma scandal in Ukraine, by Hunter Biden, which is now all part of a federal probe. What's going on there?
Well, I think that if that was probably initially reported by the New York Post. The New York Post has the Hunter laptop. So what they're essentially saying here is the media is not going to tell you any of this, meaning the New York Post. So the New York Post is going to keep us updated because we don't know where we are with this probe. And I don't know how long that the feds, you know, have to take, but obviously it takes a long time. Because remember, when that laptop came to the surface, the feds had already, they were already in possession of it. And that the Apple repair place had made a couple of copies of things that were on that hard drive. I mean, that hard drive, copies of that hard drive are like all over the place. But keep a close eye on the ethics fellow that is...
You mean Walter Schaub?
Yes, Schaub, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some interesting things coming out there. The same office went after Trump, but, you know, we are certainly finding here that the Biden people are not, and certainly the Biden operation is not exempt from scrutiny either.
No, and why does it have to be secret, the people that are buying these overpriced paintings of $500,000 a pop? What are they afraid of?
Well, in the art world,
yeah.
A lot of the art world is a money laundering operation.
Okay. So we got something nefarious going on here then.
Oh, the art dealer. Yeah, the art dealer that represents Hunter Biden is very sleazy. He has ties to China. Yeah, this one's and I don't know if you've seen any of the paintings, but
I'm not impressed.
He paints with a straw.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't make this up.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. I'm not impressed. I've seen a couple of them, and I'm just not impressed. I mean, that's all I can tell you. What else can I say? All right, we're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, top of the hour news. Stations get to pay some bills and get their ID and all that in there. In the meantime, Kathy's going to take you to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.